Beis, Sefer Zion, we did the Shulchan Aruch, we did not do Mishabur yet. So the Mishabur is Katan Chof. Say, so Menir Ali, so Mechaber said that you're not Yotzei. If a person lacked Haseba, he would not be Yotzei the mitzvah that he's supposed to fulfill with Haseba, be it the Dal Kosis or the Matzah, etc. Then he brought an opinion of the Rav Yoh. It says that b'diavad you yotzei without that. No, the Rav Yoh says there's no dinam haseva b'zvan hazeh, and some say therefore b'diavad we're semech on the Rav Yoh. And the Ramah himself made this pshara. Nearly imloy shos rutzalimer. The Beit Kosher's rishonos the mutter lishos kama the boy between the first and second cup, and the second and third cup. Person is allowed to drink as much as he wants. Can mogul come on misim and tafan gimel. Like we'll see in the next siman, the Bahu Loyamin and Shinira Kamasabalakos, we don't perceive the person having another cup between the first and second, or the second and third, that he's adding onto the kosis. So there, where he's allowed to drink again, so then Tzarach Lachzor Belishus, Imloy also has Seba. So in case he did not do a Seba, he must go back and drink the cup again. Kluya Hei Elishtias Rishus, Namichari, because even if it would just be. It wasn't a mitzvah. Let's say the Rav Yoh is right, and there's no mitzvah to go back. So it's shtiyas rishus, but it's mutter. There's no mitzvah of shtiyas rishus in this situation. Masha'en kein im shochach lahosev because it's a furnace. But by the last two cups, between three and four, where you're not allowed to add an extra cup. So then, ain't not lots of religious. You should not go back. Sharei shtiyas rishus osir shom b'neshik near kamosiv alakos. As we said, between the third and fourth cup, it's also to drink for no purpose wine, because it looks like you're adding on to another kos. V'imkein kimin to the Rav Yoh in circle hasim. So according to the straight Shulchan Aruch, the person was not yotzei. He has to drink again. According to the Rav Yoh, he was Yotze, because ain't Tzarech L'Hosiv. And it comes out according to the Rav Yoh, Memele hu shtiyas rishus, the Osir bein kosis zacharenes. So the shtiyah is not a shtiyah of mitzvah, which is required. It's a shtiyas rishus, which is not permitted by the third and fourth cup. So therefore, the Ramah says, according to Rav Yoh, we can't drink, so we're going to take the Ramah into consideration and not allow the person to drink and to go back by the third and fourth cup. But by the first kosis, we're going to say it's mutter. So we yishtem beloy bracha chavalef beli bracha kasem magen avram. The calls that leaker at the rishos beyond the lishos kamakosis. So this is all going like the basic halacha based on the Gemara that a person may drink within the first and second cup, and therefore, why shouldn't they go back? He could drink. But the problem is, I will min againu shein shoyz and shum kais. I feel about kaisis and rishos. We do not drink between the first and second cup. Like we'll see later in the next segment. The argument being because that we don't have in mind usually to drink, and therefore if we don't have in mind to drink, we have to make a bracha. Well, two reasons. One is we don't have in mind, and second of all, because we're afraid the person will become shaker and not be able to finish the mitzvah. We don't drink wine in that situation. So the Havli Kenimlach, the person is considered like he had no intention to drink again. That's a Nimlach. A person changes his mind, decides to drink. So it's called a Nimlach. He changes his mind. And so he has to make a bracha when he drinks another cup. The Mugaram then takes it a step further. The fee is that we have to make a new bracha. when a person would drink another cup of wine between the first and second cup. I feel a ban rishon l'sheni, and kedai l'shiyasu v'yishna. Even after the first cup, between the first and second cup, he forgot the same by the first kais. He shouldn't go back and drink another cup. Why they give him the bavarech alav? Now that the law is, he has to make a bracha on that wine because he had no intention of drinking more wine. Now when he adds, makes a bracha, near kabbis oil kais on the cup, looks like you're adding another cup to drink.
What's the definition of going back? Suppose that by the first kos I not misave, and then I remember immediately I filled the kos and drank. Is that going back or not?
Well, he's saying the problem is, since we don't drink within the first and second cup, so a person has no intention to drink. So therefore, when he would drink another cup, he'd have to make a bracha very, very often.
But my intention is to do the mitzvah right. So my intention was to do the mitzvah.
But I only plan to drink one cup of wine. So I didn't plan to drink a second cup because I figured I was going to get it right the first time. So I need a rapier golf. Well, now to make a rapier golf, it looks like you're being most of all the curses.
Eating Bahasev, is that a Madaraisa or a Bana?
That's a very good question. Let's assume it's Durabana.
That's what I would assume, because I don't remember any Pasuk Midaraisa that says anything about a Seva. I'm not saying I know Chumash by heart, but I just don't remember it. So, but Matzah is definitely Midaraisa. So how could a Shulchan Aruch say that if you didn't eat Matzah Baseva, you're not Yoytze Mediyevet? It's Mediyevet. I'm saying Midachachil, I can buy into that 100%. But you're saying you're not Yoytze Mediyevet. I ate Matzah. The Torah says I should eat Matzah. I ate Matzah.
That is true, but if the Rambam learns that the chi of Haseba is all goes into this mitzvah of Chayv Adam Liris Hazatzvah Kilu Yotzim Mitzrayim, Rambam has a girsa that Chayv Adam Liris Hazatzvah Chayv Adam Laharis Hazatzvah. It's not enough to perceive it, you have to actually show it.
Okay.
Right? And we understand that to mean that showing it means the processes of the night time have to be done in a certain way. So even if I fulfill the theoretically fulfill the obligation of matzah, I haven't fulfilled the obligation of eating matzah in a way which shows that I'm kili yotze mitzrayim.
So I didn't. So I wasn't yotze the mitzvah of haras atzma. Okay, that I'm asking to also.
Right, but
it's the thing that I find difficult is that you're not yotze mitzvah, but on a fee of the rice.
But it comes out. The correct place to show that, as Al said, was either during the drinking of the wine or eating of the matzah.
Okay, I can see
so
that.
So the only way I can do that is by eating matzah again. I haven't fulfilled that element of my mitzvah of eating.
But let's say for argument's sake, I didn't.
Would Brennan and Gehenna.
No, we're not going into the Musa part of it.
Okay,
yeah. I'm saying if I didn't, for whatever reason,
You want to know what
was that yoitza?
You want to know what Shemaim, where they go like this? They would say matzah check. Cheres,
no.
X.
That's X. The, yeah, that's what I would think. A partial credit. I would get a full credit. I should get a full credit for the matzah because I ate it.
See, you're asking an interesting question. Tosfos asked this question in Sukkah. Tosfos says, in a case where Chazal or Masakin to do the mitzvah a certain way, do they have a power to be Erker the Derais?
Right.
It's relevant to Tosfos contemplates, according to the law, that a person eats in the sukkah. So he has to be Rosh HaBurubah over Shulchan. So the more said over there that Beishamai said that with the shear of a sukkah is Rosh HaBurubah, is large enough to have a person and a shulchan.
And a shulchan, right.
There's another law that a person who is in the sukkah and he's partially the bias, he's not. He has to make sure the Rosh HaBurubah or Mishulchan are in the sukkah.
Right.
Because afraid otherwise, he'll end up shoving himself into the bias and eating. That's a fair jump.
Right.
And Morris says the person didn't do that. The Beisela says we're not makban that. So Hashem says, what do you mean? That story was there, because there was a story with a certain Tana that he wasn't makban that. And Morris says that you forgot the end of the story. And Zikta Hashem were there. So your Alta Zayda was there and he said it's okay. So what are you getting so nervous about? He says, no, you got the story wrong. They said to him, if this is what you've been doing, you have not fulfilled the mitzvah of Sukkah.
Uh-huh.
So Tzitzit wants to know, is that the Raisa Durbah? says, "Lomit lom kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha." Sounds like you're in Yeretz period, but this all exerted their bottom. So what does it mean? So it's a shayach of Chazal. The Chazal have a right to say, have a power to say better. This is the way you got to do it. If you don't do it, no tikkun, no washi. You're not Yeretz Derais either.
It's not the same though.
Similarly,
that's not exactly a parallel, because you could say that's not that. That's in the definition of how you eating it, of what sukkah is. Here you were machmir with all the hidurim on the matzah, so you did everything right. When you ate it, which you did eat, you didn't do the haseba. All right, that you didn't do it nicely is 100%. I can see that. That medieval, you didn't do it right. I can see that. But to say that you're not yoitza medieval if you ate matzah because you sat straight instead of sitting crooked, I can't.
So someone raises this question. The point is, midraisa sukkah does not require this. It's all job.
Is that a fact that midraisa you don't have to sit mostly in the sukkah? Like yeah. your body and your table?
As long as what you're eating is, as long as you're on the sukkah, even though you're sort of shoving on the sukkah, you're definitely
inside. Oh, so you're talking about a case where the sukkah
was checked. The sukkah, but they didn't put the shulchan in the sukkah. So Chazal said you can't have the shulchan with bias. Here's
the sukkah, now I see.
You're sitting here. So, no, because if you do that, the guy's going to lead over and eat over here. It's Xayah Darbana.
Yeah.
But he's sitting here. He didn't do it Xayah. He stayed over here. Right? No. Not an option. Tosha says, well, Mishat, that means you're not Yeretz Adurais. Vada Yeretz Adurais. It means you weren't Yeretz Adurais of the Rabbanim. But there's a Tamidah Rabbeinu Yonah, the beginning of a sentence, Brachos. Raises Chazal said, the lot is, Kriyashma has to be before Chatzos. The person didn't read Kriyashma before Chatzos. He didn't read. Now it's after Chatzos. Do you read Kriyashma? The Pasha says, yeah, the Mitzvah Kriyashma is the whole night. Did the rabbanon? You have to do it before chatzos. It's very afraid you're going to harchel in here.
Right.
He brings one sheet to bring to the bedding owner. Says, "You're not Yeretz."
I've heard that one. Yeah.
That means Chazal of Kiyam. Chazal of Kiyam.
I never understood that one either.
Okay. Well, they say for Baron Cutler. Baron Cutler said, "He says when a person has a kasha, he says you find the one time a shas, it's a kasha. It's very sure. You find it twice, it's already a teretz. You see it over there also, it's a double zah. You find it three times, it says it's like yisoid.
That's right.
It's yisoid now already. You know, did Chazal have?" Is part of Chazal's power to define how to do a mitzvah.
Yeah.
To the point, even though it's not the right, it's the rabbanon, but once they were a second, they say, you have to do it, you can't do it otherwise. One of the ways the Masber, it goes into a mitzvah of avera situation. Because the Yoyos is a temple of Sosur. So when you do a mitzvah, not the way Chazal told you to do it, you're doing an avera.
Oh.
See, in Shemayim, they go like this. They go, matzah, check. Chair is X. Loy Sosur, check. Well, so you don't want to check next to
the Aveiros. You don't want to check next to
the
right.
So now it comes out you did a mitzvah at the same time you did an Aveiros. So that's Havko on the mitzvah.
Does that take away your mitzvah?
That's a shiloh, because mitzvah above Aveiros normally is a problem. If I do a mitzvah in a way which ends up being, the person says, Kahatasach, I'm offering the Aveiros and mitzvahs. Kahatan offering that. I didn't have an offering, but you did Aveiros with your mitzvahs.
Yeah.
So it could be mitzvah above Aveiros, which that itself is a shiloh, is the rice of the rabbon. If you learn the mitzvah above Aveiros, the tosis is Machlokes tosis.
I thought mitzvah above avera means like you steal a lulav. I thought that was a mitzvah above avera. Not sitting with a sabers.
You
didn't do it right, but you didn't do it.
Listen,
if you
say it, you got to say it right.
And the
loy sasser
is not.
Massive, and he's like, "Come on, those things." Yeah. So that's a problem.
Yeah.
Rabbi said, "Do haseba." I said, "I don't want."
Yeah.
So you're over here, listen to the rabbi. It's very dangerous to listen to the rabbi.
Exactly. So the Rambams and Laharos, you should do things a certain way.
Right.
Is that based the Darbonan, or is that the Raisa, like under Higata or something?
Again, there is a Mahal, but it's the Raisa. That's a Kiddush. That's
the Raisa. Okay, so the Haros means you have to do things a certain way. It's a Raisa.
Right, again, if you learn it's a Raisa, so then it'll obviously be the Portos and Rakash. The question is, if you learn it's the Rabbanon, which Pashas, it's the Rabbanon.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Rabbanon, how do you understand this then? So it's more exciting.
I thought the mitzvah is Achilles Masa Behaseva. So the way you're saying it, it sounds as though there are two mitzvahs here. If I don't do it per se, but then I'm not kind of mitzvah, then I'm not over anything. You're saying I'm over not being meseiv, but that I'm kind of mitzvah of first mitzvah. It doesn't sound like that.
Well, if you learn a seiv as the rabbanon, which means mitzvah the mitzvah achilas matzah without a seiv,
that's just part of the mitzvah. That's,
if you learn the same as the rice, so fine. So you learn the same as the rabbanon, which pashas is the rabbanon. You learn the same as the rabbanon, so that means on the rice level, the mitzvah was eat matzah. There was no mitzvah seva because the rice is a little of a seva. So the rice level mitzvah is eat matzah. Kemal the Chum said that that's very nice. We would like you to eat matzah this way. We tell you this is the way to eat matzah.
That's the mitzvah, eating it this way.
So that's now, but that's the rabbanon.
Right.
So Baruch wants to know, the rice or you got to the mitzvah? Okay, I didn't listen to the rabbi. The rabbi said, rabbis, I don't like rabbis, but the rice is like, I like the rice. But so the rice was yotzer or not.
So I'm not over anything, I'm
just
not Makayim
or anything. But, well, the question is, I'm Makayim the kind of the rice, it's not Makayim the Rabbanim. But Tosafot raises the shayla, and the Tanya already says, you're not yotzer at all. The person says, Kriyat Shema after Chatzos, he's not yotzer. Right, so it's a waste of time to say Krishna. I mean, it's Kabbalah Salma Chashmai, but it's not a mitzvah. Right. How do they do that? How are they mafkiya? The derisa, there's no time limit. The derisa is no requirement of a seva. The Chacham said, we want you a seva, therefore if you do without a seva, you're not yotzei zero. Even the derisa, you're not yotzei. So there's no checks at all. The matzah X, a seva X, how does that work? So one of the ways of understanding it is, since the Chacham said to do it a certain way, so you didn't listen to the Chacham when you... So you now have a problem. You don't listen to the Chacham. So while you're doing your quote unquote mitzvah, you're doing a verif, not listening to the Chacham to tell you how to do it.
Okay, so that's a separate
verif. So that's mazber. Well, that's the mitzvah of a verif. As much as there's a mitzvah, so then there's an aver involved in it. So that's not a healthy thing to do averis with your mitzvahs. Chachis zokt if it's the bread on Gehenna. That's the most surprising. Okay.
I don't want to belabor the shail is if lay susser is you could be over lay susser on a shaval taisa. Oh, because you're not doing anything. You're just eating matzahs and straight. You're not doing a malacha. You're not doing a maisa. I mean, no, what are you doing? I mean, you're not doing anything. It's a lack of doing. It's not doing anything.
Well, that's so over here. If I tell you, I would like you to tie your shoes this way, you tie your shoes that way. That's not listening to me. That's active.
Yeah, but that's an active.
Well, it's also active. Oh. I told you to eat this way. You ate that way.
Oh.
If you're a kid, it would be like that. You know, S and a Z. S and a Z. Listen, I ate that way. I didn't actively go against you. You hit him over the head. So according to this argument, that now that you have to make a bracha. It's like you're being most of all the kaisas, so therefore we don't want you most of all the kaisas. That's also. So therefore, if you didn't even do a seva, you're semich on the aviyasi, on the rav yor, that you're yotze. Miu im shachar b'leheitzim because sheni. There, we definitely person has a das. He drinks during the meal, so then he definitely did have das to drink more. So Yachsav Yishta Baseim Ali Bracha to Lo Habik Nimloch Shagam Asachol Sura Imboitz Alishtas and Sarah Lebarach Vasamachal Berchus Kersheni. Person relies on the Kersheni to make it. When he makes the bracha about Kersheni, he has in mind the for the meal also. So that definitely he could drink. If he needs to, he can drink a second. He can drink another cup.
Yeah, it's fine, but where. Saying it seems to me that if you're not
going to
say it's not kosher, just because you drank a cup doesn't mean you drank
kosher. Right, but you definitely had in mind that you're going to drink more. In your mind, you thought you were being yotzei, and you also had in mind that you might drink during the meal. Now the Shartzian points out in Lamed Aleph, unless a person explicitly said, "No, I'm not planning to have any wine during the meal," in Lo Shein died to lishus yaim et chasura. Person explicitly plans not to have wine. Normally, the person makes a cup, makes a bracha on Kiddush. So, he makes a bracha on Kiddush. He might drink wine during the meal, but he might not, but he doesn't think about it. We assume he has a das, but that's concluded. The person says explicitly, no, not going to have any wine this meal. Then he changes his mind, he needs a bracha. So, that would be the same problem. Okay. Now, Benochin, So he says, therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, in order to get around the Shiloh, Shekhadim Shemavorach al Kais Rishon. So we have like this. It comes out, for the third and fourth cup, you have no eights. Because on the side of the yard, it's also to drink. On the first cup, if you had intent to drink more, you do not need a new brain for your golf, and if you drink more, then you can add, you can go back and drink. If you have no intent to drink more, if you need a new brain for your golf, and if you drink more, so it's also to drink more. So what's the eight for the first case? Kadam Shavorach al Kais Rishon. Yibadaito Las of Elisha's Ben Akaisa's Rishonis. Have in mind that if you need to, you might drink some more. Well, the filling yit of yishcha kais rishon bli a sefer. Therefore, even if you end up not having a sefer for the first cup, yicholishus kais achar ba sefer bli bracha bli yin nirkemais. So then I'll be able to have another cup because I had in mind that I might drink some more. So the third or fourth cup doesn't help me. Even if you drink again without a bracha, it's awesome. But for the first cup, if you drink again without a bracha, it's mutter. It's only awesome if you drink again with a bracha, so the eitzah they have in mind. If you won't need a bracha, this way, in case you end up not doing a seva, you're able to have a second kais. I pointed out to you that I would argue it's probably just easier just to remember to do a seva. Like, you know, the Rebbe says, you know, if you can go like this, like, why go like this? You can go like this. You know, like this is backwards, right? I can scratch my head like this. Why should I scratch? You know, I might as well scratch over my head if I can scratch it straight. You know, like what's going on? I think the same was the other way around, right? That was his twist on it. So we said about my matzah. So first, you'll eat the kazais matzah again. You do not need another bracha again. Miu b'afi kaiman im shachar lochle b'seiva lo yatsav yochle nado asher lechol shtei pam afi kaiman. But afi kaiman, you're back to the same problem according to the Rav Yoah, that you were yotzei without a seiva, you can't eat again. According to the mecharba, that you were not yotzei, so you're mechuyev to eat again. So that's a problem. But we can't let you go back because of the Rav Yoah. We can't let you go back.
What can we say if you weren't Meseiv, it wasn't Afikomen?
I'm sorry, what?
If you're not Meseiv, when you eat what you think is Afikomen, it wasn't Afikomen. Because the mitzvah is to eat Afikomen in Heseiva.
Well, again, because according to the Rav Yoah, that you don't need a Seiva as much as that, so it was Afikomen. So according to the Rav Yoah, it was Afikomen, it's also needed again. According to the Shulchan Aruch, It was not afikarmen, like you said. You weren't yotzei, and you must eat again. So now you're messed up. You according to Melchaber, you must eat again. According to Melchaber, you cannot eat again. So we don't go back. We'll see later on. There's most iterations of questions. It's a famous question. The Mishnah Berurah later on.
Why don't we say again? I'm not clear. So why don't we say that the first time he ate it without a seiva doesn't count?
Well, according to Rav Yoah, as long as that we don't need a seiva.
Oh, okay. So that's the problem.
So according to Rav Yoah, it was afikam. So
can't you just say I don't pass like Rav Yoah and call it a day? Since when do we go according to so many different shittas? Don't we pass like a certain shita and stay with it? Either we do Pascha. This whole page was going through back and forth. If you do, you don't. I mean, normally you say it's like Vesham Vesil. You're Pascha this way, you're Pascha that way. I mean, why are we going back and forth on this? I'm serious. Do we normally do it like that? Going back and forth like this?
The Pascha is the fact that the Ramah brings the Yesharim. He feels that the Rav Yoah, I mean, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't have any of this. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't have any of this. He's straight.
Yeah.
Noah Seva, go back again.
That's right.
Svarim are fine. No problem.
Yeah, it's no problem.
But the Ramah brings the Rav Yoah. It sounds like that he holds the Rav Yoah as compelling.
So then let him paskin that way and call it a day. I mean, if he thinks it's so compelling, then...
No, so he said...
Let's say it's nice to do a save. If you mess up, then all right. I mean, you didn't need it 100% anyway. So that would have been okay, too. But it's this back and forth thing. It keeps going back and forth, and you know. No. I mean, then if you're doing it like that, why don't you just say, you know, I'll do it on the Tanai. If it was, you know, if we pop like Rav, I'll do it like this. And the first one, you know, the first one was good, and not the second one was good. They could do that. I know with a lot of things we always do with the Tanai. I'm not into these Tanai things, but I've heard it enough times, you know. You know, if it's this, and you're doing like, then this is the one. And if that, no, I mean, we do that all the time.
The Ramah comes along and says it makes a hachra. I mean, that's the Ramah's hachra. The Ramah held, he hears two arguments. And you're right, he made a hachra between the two things. When you're a lead, we're going to make this for sure.
Is this common, this logic? I mean,
is it common to make a hachra like that? No.
Oh,
it's not unheard of. It doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And Echonami, the Bav Paskins, the like the Rav Yosh Great.
Yeah.
He says, you don't go back, period. But the Ramah doesn't. The Ramah didn't pass like the Rav Yosh Great. He felt the logic that he says enough that he's a man domar. It's not a body like him, so it's more like this. You do this, you do the pshara. When you can, you can. When according to Rav Yosef, it's not a problem, so why you should go back. According to Rav Yosef, it is a problem, so now you have a problem. According to Rav Yosef, it has to go back. According to Makari, you must go back. So, you know, so you don't go back.
I mean, the Rav Yosef is pretty logical when you think about it. What does he say? That basically nowadays, kings don't necessarily sabasebu. Is that the basic logic of
right? The real question, which really, you know, if you really deep, get down to it deep, you know, the question is, like all these tikkunos, what was tikkunos chazal? Once it's in place, it's in place.
Wanted.
Once it's in place, it's in place. Yeah. Right? There's always tikkunos. Once you're with tikkunos, that's the deal. So the tikkunos was hasebu. So I don't care whether nowadays, you know, people sit upside down. I don't care. Hasebu. Right, so what's the argument of the Rav Yoel? Basha, the Rav Yoel learns like that the Tekana wasn't specifically Haseva. Tekana was to do what royalty do. In other words, but it's a question of language of Tekana. Good, so that's an argument, you know, go prove what the language of the Tekana was. Was it A or was it B? You know, so you can argue this way or that way. That kind of compelling argument. It's interesting though, because Mishnah Berurah learned to find Zion. Mr. Bruce says the person had to say, I've become allowed to say it, but he has to go back and eat it. Not like he says over here.
Where does he look further down?
Later on in Hilchos Avikayim, which is where he actually gets to.
Yeah.
Tavayin Zayin is the Lachos of Avikayim.
Yeah, and then he says he's supposed to go back.
So Tavayin Zayin, he says the person had to say it. V'yavad im shachem wachlo v'lo to say it. So it's less than this. Ein tzarach la'asav alechel im kasha lam la'achila. If a person finds it difficult to eat again, we will not force him to eat again. Which means otherwise, we expect him to eat again.
Yeah.
But it means even either of you holds his usher.
Yeah.
So he's not bothered by the Rav Yoel.
So he contradicts himself in essence. So how do we resolve that?
So there's a lot of different ways of answering the question. A lot of different approaches. Yeah. And I can't say one is any better than the other. You know, there's different ways of answering the question. Ramosha differentiated between the case of a person benched already and a person didn't bench.
And
whether it's on a case you didn't bench yet. So over here, the Mishnah was on a case you benched already. So if you benched already, that's a total siluk from the Achila, so that,
right.
then you will not go back.
Right.
But in a case where a person didn't bench, that's not Vare Nikr that, you know, that was Afik Garman. So you go back, unless it's difficult for the person finds it difficult. That's Ramosha's answer. There are other answers.
Aren't there some people have the minhag on the afikoman to eat two kazaisim?
There's a minhag to eat two kazaisim. That's mentioned with the afikoman itself is two kazaisim.
I mean, it's a minhag, right? To eat a two kazaisim.
Correct.
Okay. So let's say theoretically, if you're eating one kazaisim, and they say, "Whoops, I forgot to do a seva." Then, and if you, now you just
Kosma, you're still leaning. You're still in the act of achila. The pastor already agrees you can use this corrected.
Oh, okay.
So the guy starts eating lapasev. He says, "Oy vey." So
because I'm sure that can happen. I mean, especially right, after a few cups of wine, you could.
So the guy does a seva then, continues eating, but he should then eat the full amount pasev.
Yeah.
Which means he'll eat, you know,
add a little bit.
Whatever corresponds to the amount that he ate already, he has to add that one.
Right.
That much on the end. Yeah, that's for sure.
That's not a problem.
That's not, because that's definitely the numbers of Hesach Adas or Mechila.
Right.
That point. Okay, it's like preferable to eat the whole Achila, the whole Suda, but I say, call a Suda Chavkin. Achila Sum Shiyasu, while he's eating, while he's drinking. While you're having your soup, you don't have. But Yevon Yosef Mishas Achila, because I smatz about because of the Ramah's Lashon, but Yevon, as long as you had the first, the Kaseis and the Matzah, and the dollar crisis is about to say, but that's enough. The Gabi Shamish came and shutard, but the union like in the Yavah, the Gabi Kolon. But the Shamish, on the other hand, has no mitzvah lead, but save everything else other than the main mitzvahs, because he's very busy and requiring a save would detract from his responsibilities. Okay. Sif Ches. Historically, just arbicosis. Alasader. Person has to eat, drink the four cups according to the order that their Chazal instituted them in the Haggadah. Maybe just Shasan, Zachar, Zen, Shalaika, Seder. The guy says, you know, four cups, no problem. Take down one, two, three, four cups. Not yet. Parashiyomer Haggadah. Meantime, he says it in the order, but as the Haggadah spaces them. Zechar Zeh. Shake one, two, three, four is nine yitz.
If somebody is sick, I'm not saying chaylish yitz, but he's not really. He's really not well, and he wants, but he's able to drink. He's able to drink the four cups of wine. So does he? But he really can't sit through a whole seder. So. He should just say a little bit of the Haggadah between the cups.
Yeah, the minimum Haggadah you need to say is not so much. A person couldn't even do that. I'm not sure what the law is.
Yeah, but I'm saying if he can do that, so then between the cups he would just say a little bit each time, and
right.
And that wouldn't be considered Zech HaZeh?
No, yeah. Zech HaZeh, he takes four cups, pours in the big cup, and drinks it down. It's four cups, right? Well, yeah, it's Primagadim Mitzade, Shafilo Hivsi Bain Time, Omar Hagadah Nami Lo Yotza, Darber Kersis Bina. He took one big cup, poured it all in, drank a little bit, said some Hagadah, drank some more, said some Hagadah. So he didn't drink the cup and then refill it. It was one big cup, but he drank one quarter of it each time. So that's not the Mitzvah. Mitzvah that should be Nikah. There's four separate acts of four separate curses. So you had one cup, because you have three more. You had the circle of birth, add all the curses of the curse. How we can most of all the curses. Given Shalashal, that's a brief shine of Kimashi Prima God. You don't say, well, you already had four cups, you can't make no brachas, so you make no brachas. The portion of the lot of Gim Shasan, cool and Shalayala Seder. It's not only if you have all four. So within him shows the curse of Vias, take a rachash leashes, count on the yotz, and don't cool look, kaseder be. The person had the first cup, said, I got a second cup, ate the suda, bench, had the third cup, I'm tired, I can't take it anymore, has a fourth cup. She's not yet to the fourth cup in that situation. Because there was no interruption between the third cup and the fourth cup, so that one you wouldn't be yotz. Maybe we'll just do the machaber and test and then have been left. Okay. Shir kais is revius. It has to be a revius lacha shayim zagenu. They used to mix their wine with water. So it has to be a revius after the mezigah, which means a total with the water it's revius. In rosh of the mosque if you're planning to do mezigah and have water. Vishta kuloi oy ruba, you should drink the majority of the revius or at least ruba. Yes, for harbor revius, this cup holds a large amount of revius. It's a large cup. Okay, so shosimenu kol kach bnei adam kaminyan revius shabayis. We can share the cup. I drink revias, I pass the cup to you, you drink a revias, and he passes the next guy, he drinks revias. As many revias as there is in the cup, that's the amount of people which can use the cup. But Yesharim Shatzarach Lishas Rav Kais, Philomaxic Kam Revias. No, there's a lot of Rav Kais. So if your cup holds 16 ounces, you have to drink 9 ounces. Your cup holds 24 ounces, you have to drink 13 ounces. You have to drink Rav Kais. So the larger the cup, the more you're going to drink. Shatzarach Lishas Ashir, Beloy Hafsit Godl Bin Time. You have to drink that, whatever amount you require to drink, you have to drink it without interrupting, without what's considered halachic interruption, which we'll see what that is. Okay, so